There are places on earth where the rain never ends, where the sky weeps day after day, and life flows in rhythm with the storm. In these mist-shrouded lands, people have built homes, stories, and traditions beneath a constant downpour. Roofs drip, rivers swell, and the air is thick with the scent of wet earth. These are the rain people, and this is their story of beauty, resilience, and life where the sky never clears. Mawsinram. Tucked deep within the East Khasi hills of Meghalaya, Mawsinram holds a global distinction. Year after year, it receives more rainfall than any other place where people make their homes. The landscape here is wrapped in thick mist, echoing with the sound of water meeting earth. Clouds arrive with relentless consistency, cloaking the village in a veil that seldom lifts. Rain here is not an event. It is a presence, eternal and encompassing. It seeps into the soil, dances across rooftops, and pours in sheets from the dense sky. Roads turn to streams, and even silence carries the rhythm of falling drops. In Mawsinram, the rain becomes a language, spoken not in words, but in the quiet resilience of its people. The residents of this remote highland village have crafted their lives around the elements. Homes are fortified with thick grass roofs, carefully layered to deflect the force of rainstorms. Bamboo pipes direct rainwater from rooftops into storage tanks. Villagers move with care, clad in knop, traditional rain shields made from bamboo and banana leaves, worn like cloaks to guard against the ceaseless downpour. Beneath the cloud-laden skies, the land flourishes with an emerald glow. Wildflowers bloom between stones. Moss blankets every surface. Crops are sown on slopes where water flows constantly, and rice paddies are fed by natural springs that never run dry. The soil, though soaked, is nurtured through generations of practice and adaptation. Like Cherrapunji nearby, Mawsinram is a stronghold of the Khasi people. Their traditions endure in chants sung beneath rain-darkened skies, in the quiet work of weaving and planting, in the way they shape their homes and their paths. The living bridges made from fig tree roots are part of this story, a living architecture formed not in haste, but over decades, by hands that understand the weight of time. Mawsinram is not merely a place of heavy rain, it is a cradle of persistence, a village that rises through the mist and listens, year after year, to the voice of the sky. It endures not by resisting nature, but by moving with it. Debuncha, Cameroon. At the base of Mount Cameroon, where the volcanic cliffs fall sharply into the Gulf of Guinea, lies the small village of Debuncha. Isolated by jungle and overshadowed by one of Africa's highest peaks, this place receives rain in staggering measure. Here the sky remains heavy almost year-round, its grey ceiling resting low over the canopy. Rain does not pass through Debuncha, it stays. The geography seals its fate. Warm winds from the Atlantic rise and crash against the western slope of the mountain. With nowhere to escape, moisture condenses and falls with extraordinary intensity. Storms come with little warning. Clouds gather, and moments later, the heavens open. For days, even weeks, the rain may not stop. Yet life continues, steady and unshaken. Debuncha is home to a resilient coastal people, shaped by both water and fire. The land they walk on is young, formed by lava, layered in ash, yet made fertile by the same volcanic forces that threaten it. Crops grow in the dark, mineral-rich earth. Plantains, cassava, and maize are cultivated in fields fringed with thick forest. Rainwater, once a burden, is collected and stored, feeding homes and crops alike. Homes here are solid and practical, built low to the ground and often surrounded by drainage channels, dug to redirect floodwaters. Roads vanish into mud, and transport moves cautiously through the rainforest, But despite the challenges, the village has endured. Dubunsha remains largely untouched by tourism or development. It stands in quiet obscurity, a sentinel at the foot of a mountain, watching clouds roll in from the sea. In this forgotten corner of Cameroon, where the land breathes rain and the forest glows with moisture, the people remain, rooted, enduring, and always listening to the voice of water. Tutu Nendo, hidden within the dense rainforests of Colombia's Choco department, Tutu Nendo receives one of the highest amounts of rainfall anywhere on Earth. Wrapped in layers of tropical green and nourished by warm Caribbean winds, the region is soaked in nearly perpetual showers. Here, the clouds do not simply visit, they linger, weaving through the treetops, turning the forest floor into a living stream. Rain in Tutu Nendo is not a season. It is the foundation of the ecosystem. From the moment the sun rises through a curtain of mist to the hours of afternoon storms, water shapes every contour of life. The rainforest stretches endlessly in every direction, home to countless species of birds, insects, and plants found nowhere else on the continent. The people of Tutu Nendo are Afro-Colombian, descendants of those who endured the colonial slave trade and later settled in these remote and fertile lands. Their culture is rich with resilience, rooted in traditions passed down through centuries of adaptation. Rain has always been part of their inheritance. It informs their rhythms, their agriculture, and the very architecture of their villages. Homes are elevated on stilts, built from local wood that can endure the damp. Pathways are lined with gravel and stone to resist erosion. Gardens grow lush with cacao, sugarcane, banana, and medicinal herbs, each adapted to thrive in near constant saturation. Rainwater flows freely through canals dug by hand, guiding the excess away from homes and toward the fields. This village remains shielded from the modern world, preserved by isolation and sustained by deep knowledge of land and water. Tutu Nendo is more than a place of heavy rainfall. It is a sanctuary of tradition and survival, where the people have learned to live within the rain's endless embrace and to thrive beneath it. Quibdo. Along the banks of the Atrato River, surrounded by the vast rainforests of western Colombia, lies Quibdo, the capital of Choco Department and one of the rainiest cities on Earth. Here, rain falls almost daily, soaking the colonial streets, feeding the river's current, and filling the sky with a soft, unbroken grey. Clouds drift low over tin rooftops. Thunder rolls above the jungle canopy. The city lives beneath a permanent veil of water. Quibdo is a place shaped by history, isolation, and resilience. Its population is largely Afro-Colombian, descended from enslaved Africans brought here centuries ago. In the depths of the forest, far from colonial strongholds, they built a life of autonomy and cultural richness. That legacy remains in every rhythm of the city, in its music, in its language, and in its endurance. The river is Quibdo's lifeline. During heavy rains, it swells and slows, carrying people and goods between remote villages unreachable by road. Boats become buses. Docks serve as marketplaces. The city bends to the river's moods, just as it bends to the skies. Streets flood without warning. Buildings rise on stilts or sit behind stone embankments. Homes are designed for airflow, ventilation, and resistance against humidity. The rain here does not slow daily life. It becomes part of the choreography. Vendors cover stalls with plastic sheeting. Schoolchildren dash between downpours. Drummers play marimbas beneath sheltering palms. Festivals continue, even as rain falls like a curtain over the procession. Quibdo's traditions are tied to its climate. Rituals and celebrations that blend African, indigenous, and Catholic heritage in one of Colombia's most culturally vibrant regions. Despite its remoteness and frequent flooding, Quibdo stands firm. Its people have carved a city from the jungle, not by resisting nature, but by adapting to its rhythms. The constant rainfall has not weakened their spirit, it has strengthened it. In Quibdo, the rain is not a barrier. It is a companion, a backdrop, and a reminder of the deep connection between earth, sky, and survival. Yakushima. Off the southern coast of Kyushu, surrounded by the restless waters of the East China Sea, lies Yakushima. An island cloaked in cloud and rain, mountains rise sharply from its shoreline, their slopes blanketed in dense subtropical forest. Here, rainfall is constant and generous, feeding ancient rivers, moss-covered stones, and trees that have stood for thousands of years. Yakushima does not merely receive rain, it is built upon it. The island is home to Japan's oldest forests, with cedar trees, known as Yakusugi, towering in silence, their trunks twisted and thickened by centuries of storm and time. Some have lived for over 7,000 years. Rain falls upon their roots nearly every day, nourishing a layered ecosystem of lichens, orchids, and camellias that bloom in the mist. The air is always damp, always alive. Though small in size, Yakushima's terrain is dramatic. Steep peaks rise from sea to sky, trapping moisture as ocean winds collide with mountain air. The result is one of Japan's wettest climates. Trails are slick with moss. Streams run even at high elevation. Waterfalls drop from forest ledges, uninterrupted for most of the year. The island's inhabitants live in quiet coexistence with the environment. Villages line the coastal edges, where fishing boats bob beside stone harbors, and gardens grow in volcanic soil, enriched by endless rain. Traditional homes are built with deep eaves and sloping roofs to withstand the weight of falling water. Rain catchment systems are common, channeling runoff to support crops, rice paddies, and daily life. Yakushima has long inspired spiritual reverence. Its forests are considered sacred in Shinto belief, and many trails to ancient trees are also pilgrimage routes. Time moves slowly here, marked by rainfall, fog, and the gentle decay and renewal of the forest floor. This island is not a refuge from the elements, it is an immersion into them. Every drop of rain deepens the silence. Every cloud that drapes the mountain adds another layer to the story. In Yakushima, the rain is memory, ancestry, and breath, a place where water, stone, and spirit live as one. Puch Hilo, on the windward coast of Hawaii's Big Island, Hilo unfolds between sea and volcano, cradled by cliffs, rivers, and rain. Moist air from the Pacific Ocean sweeps inland, colliding with the slopes of Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa. The result is near daily rainfall, a quiet, continuous gift that has shaped Hilo into one of the wettest cities in the United States. Here, the landscape breathes water. Rainfall seeps through volcanic rock, feeding waterfalls that tumble from the jungle highlands to the ocean's edge. Banyan trees stretch wide over flooded sidewalks. Streams wind through botanical gardens lush with orchids, anthuriums, and ferns. The rhythm of Hilo is slow, softened by the patter of constant showers and the thick perfume of wet earth. Long before Western arrival, native Hawaiians cultivated these lands using intricate systems of water management. Rain nourished loai, taro terraces fed by diverted streams, and supported the growth of breadfruit, banana, and sweet potato. The traditional knowledge of rainfall, cloud movement, and the mountain's behavior guided planting, harvest, and daily movement. That wisdom remains embedded in the local culture. Hilo's history is also marked by resilience. The town has faced destructive tsunamis and volcanic threats, yet continues to endure with a spirit of deep-rootedness. Buildings along the bayfront are low and weathered, many constructed after waves reshaped the coastline in the last century. Streets are often slick with rain, but alive with music, markets, and gatherings that continue, rain or shine. The people of Hilo live in balance with the elements. Homes are built with wide eaves and ventilated walls. Rain barrels are common, and gardens thrive under a sky that rarely clears completely. Festivals are held outdoors under tents, with the understanding that the rain is not an inconvenience, it is a companion. In Hilo, rain is not a disruption. It is the lifeblood of forest and farm, the soundtrack of culture, and the thread that binds generations to the land. The city endures not in spite of the rain, but because of it. This is a place where water writes the story, and the people keep turning the page. Milford Sound. On the remote southwestern coast of New Zealand's South Island, carved deep into the heart of Fiordland, lies Milford Sound. Towering granite cliffs plunge into dark fjord waters, and waterfalls spill from heights veiled in mist. This is one of the wettest inhabited places in the Southern Hemisphere, where rain falls silently for over 200 days a year. Shaping every face of rock and forest, the landscape was born from ice and sculpted by water. Glaciers once cut through these valleys, leaving behind narrow inlets and steep walls. Now, rain continues that work, carving ridges, feeding moss-draped forests, and filling the sky with a constant moving veil. Clouds hang low, dragging through treetops. Waterfalls, some hundreds of meters tall, appear and vanish as the rain comes and goes. The Maori people knew this place as Piopiotahi, a sacred fjord woven into the stories of migration and myth. They traveled its waters by waka, recognizing the spirit that lived within the land, sea, and sky. Today, that reverence endures in the silence of the landscape and in the careful steps of those who walk its trails. A small settlement exists at the edge of the fjord, where workers and guides live close to the water's edge. Their days move with the rhythm of the tides and the weather. Roads leading in and out are often closed by landslides or flooding. Yet still, life continues. Buildings are minimal and weather-hardened, designed to resist wind and wet. Supplies arrive by boat or narrow mountain pass. Those who live here speak of the sound of waterfalls that never fall silent, and of forests so damp that every branch grows a skin of green. Milford Sound is not a place of convenience. It is a place of surrender, to scale, to silence, to the steady voice of water. Rain here is not something to wait out. It is part of the atmosphere, the emotion, the texture of daily life. In this deep, echoing fjord where the land meets the sea, the rain writes its legacy drop by drop, day by day, endlessly. Hanalei, Mount Waialele. On the island of Kauai, in the heart of the Pacific, Mount Waialele rises like a green cathedral, draped in cloud and drenched in rain. Its name means rippling water, and for centuries it has lived up to that name. This mountain receives one of the highest annual rainfalls recorded anywhere on Earth. From its summit, water pours into deep valleys, feeding rivers that flow through the island's ancient landscape. At the foot of these slopes lies Hanalei, a coastal valley where taro fields spread like green patchwork beneath misted peaks. Rain falls softly across the land, soaking the earth, feeding the loai, and nourishing a culture that has flourished here for generations. The Hanalei River winds gently to the sea, its waters reflecting the constant movement of the clouds above. Mount Waialeal's summit is often hidden behind a dense curtain of fog. Rain arrives without warning, carried by warm Pacific winds. It flows down basalt cliffs in slender threads, forming hundreds of unnamed waterfalls that vanish into the jungle below. The air is thick with moisture. Even on clear days, the mountain wears a silver crown of drifting vapor. Native Hawaiians have long revered this place. It is considered sacred, a source of life and power. The consistent rainfall sustains native forests, rare birds, and ecosystems found nowhere else. The uplands are cloaked in ferns, moss, and twisted ohia trees, all fed by the steady descent of water from the mountain slopes. In Hanalei, life moves in harmony with the rhythm of rain. Traditional taro farming continues, guided by ancestral knowledge of water flow and soil. Wooden homes stand on raised platforms, shaded by palms and sheltered beneath wide eaves. The people here live between mountain and sea, in a valley where weather is constant and change is subtle. Wailea'a does not simply receive rain, it radiates it. From summit to sea, every stone and leaf is marked by water. In this ancient place, rain is not a season or a storm. It is breath, memory, and movement. A cycle that never ends, flowing through mountain, river, and soul. Palawan tribes. In the far western reaches of the Philippine archipelago, Palawan stretches like a green blade between the Sulu and South China Seas. Its spine is formed by rugged mountains cloaked in rainforest, and its flanks are carved by rivers that rise with each passing storm. The island is one of the rainiest regions in the country, where dense jungle breathes mist and rainfall sustains a world of ancient life. Within this landscape, several indigenous tribes continue to live as they have for centuries. Among them are the Palawan, Tagbanwa, and Batak peoples, communities rooted in forest, river, and mountain. Rain shapes every part of their existence. It feeds the streams where they fish, nourishes the wild plants they gather, and dictates the rhythms of planting and harvest. The Palawan people dwell in scattered settlements deep within the forest interior. Their homes are built from bamboo and palm, elevated from the damp ground and roofed with tightly bound leaves. Pathways are narrow and often flooded, winding through undergrowth that thrives under constant moisture. They cultivate root crops and rice in small, hand-cleared plots, watching the skies with inherited knowledge of storms and winds. The Tagbanwa inhabit coastal inlets and river estuaries. They maintain a spiritual relationship with water, believing that rivers and forests are alive with unseen beings. Rituals for planting and fishing are timed with the arrival of rains. Bamboo flutes and chants echo beneath trees heavy with rain, connecting each generation to the land and to those who walked it before. Farther north, the Batak people live in the shadow of the mountains. Their lifestyle remains semi-nomadic, following the forest's offerings. Rain provides more than sustenance. It cleanses, it heals, it protects. Medicinal plants grow in the wet soil, and the forest speaks with every rainfall, revealing when to move, when to stay, when to harvest. Palawan's tribes do not view the rain as separate from life. It is life. Their survival depends not on resisting nature, but on listening to it. In a world of rising modernity, these communities continue to live in quiet dialogue with the sky, thriving in the shelter of a forest that never dries. Torricelli Mountains. In the northwestern corner of Papua New Guinea, the Torricelli Mountains rise through a sea of rainforest and cloud. Here, the air is thick with moisture, and rainfall defines every part of the terrain. For much of the year, the slopes remain soaked, rivers overflow, and clouds drift low over the canopy. This is one of the wettest regions in the Pacific, a sanctuary of water, forest, and tradition. Scattered throughout the valleys and ridgelines are small ancestral villages, home to dozens of indigenous communities who have lived among these mountains for countless generations. Their houses are built from bush materials, wood, bamboo, and sago palm leaves, raised above the damp ground to withstand constant rain. Narrow footpaths link settlements, often winding through thick forest and across fast-moving streams, swollen by daily downpours. The people here are custodians of a rich ecological world. The rainforest teems with rare wildlife found nowhere else. Tree kangaroos, birds of paradise, and frogs that sing from mist-covered branches. The steady rain nourishes this diversity, keeping the forest in perpetual bloom. Hunting, gardening, and gathering follow seasonal rains, guided by ancestral knowledge passed through song and ceremony. Gardens cling to mountain slopes, planted with taro, yams, and sweet potatoes. Rainfall patterns determine planting cycles and harvest times. Water is collected from streams and used for cooking, drinking, and cleansing. The forest itself becomes a map. Each bend, tree and river known through stories that echo the voice of the land. The cultures of the Torricelli region are as diverse as the terrain. Dozens of languages are spoken across short distances, each tied to a unique worldview shaped by the forest and the rain. Ceremonial houses decorated with carvings and sacred symbols are places where tradition is kept alive through dance, chant, and drumbeat. In these mountains, life is dictated not by roads or machines, but by rhythm, of rainfall, of wind, of bird call, and river. The people of the Torricelli Mountains live not apart from the rain, but within it. Each day begins in mist, each night ends with the sound of water meeting earth. In this highland sanctuary, rain is both protector and provider. Amazon rainforest. In the vast northern reaches of Brazil, where rivers coil like serpents through endless green, lies the Amazon rainforest, a world defined by its rain. This is the largest tropical rainforest on Earth, and its skies release water in torrents, feeding a cycle that has endured for millennia. Moisture rises from the canopy, forms clouds above, and returns in sheets of rain that fall nearly every day. Deep within this living system dwell the Yanomami and Ticuna peoples, among the oldest forest communities in South America. For generations, they have shaped their lives around the rhythm of the forest and its storms. The rain does not disrupt their days, it sustains them. It fills the rivers they navigate by canoe, nourishes the plants they harvest, and cools the humid air that clings to the forest floor. The Yanomami live in large communal dwellings called shabanos, built from palm leaves and wood, open to the air, and structured around a central clearing. These circular shelters are designed for airflow and resilience, adapting to the constant rain and intense heat. They plant cassava and bananas in forest gardens, hunt with bows, and fish from streams that swell with rain-fed runoff. Farther to the west, near the borders of Peru and Colombia, the Ticuna people maintain settlements along riverbanks wrapped in mist. Their homes are raised on stilts to withstand the seasonal floods. Rain filters into every part of daily life. It seeps through the forest canopy, carving narrow paths through dense vegetation. It shapes the songs, rituals, and spiritual beliefs that guide each generation. Both peoples rely on deep ecological knowledge, of which plants cure illness, which trees hold water, and when the rains will bring change. Their languages carry the memory of the forest. Their traditions mirror the cycles of nature. The Amazon is not silent. It breathes in storms, speaks through thunder, and grows through rain. And within this immense wilderness, the Yanomami and Ticuna continue to live as part of it, not as visitors or owners, but as caretakers. In their world, rain is not weather. It is life, law, and lineage. Bukit Lawang. On the eastern edge of Gunung Leuser National Park in northern Sumatra, the village of Bukit Lawang rises along the banks of the Bahorok River. Surrounded by one of the oldest rainforests in Southeast Asia, this small settlement lives under a sky that rarely clears. Rain falls in heavy bursts and gentle drizzles, soaking the jungle, the soil, and every wooden beam of the village. This region receives immense rainfall each year, feeding one of the last strongholds of tropical biodiversity. Towering trees, thick vines, and moss-covered stones define the terrain. Waterfalls pour from cliffs wrapped in mist. The forest pulses with the sound of insects, birds, and the steady rhythm of falling rain. Bukit Lawang is home to a close-knit community shaped by the forest and its storms. Homes are built from local timber and bamboo, elevated to withstand flooding from the river that rises quickly after each downpour. Narrow footbridges cross turbulent waters, connecting clusters of homes with footpaths that disappear into the forest edge. The people rely on a blend of subsistence farming, fishing, and forest knowledge passed through generations. Rain nourishes rice paddies and fruit orchards carved into the surrounding hills. Water is drawn from the river, and rain-fed springs supply households through hand-laid pipes. daily life is tuned to the rhythm of the sky, chores, planting, and travel all shifting with the movement of clouds. Bukit Lawang also sits at the edge of a critical conservation zone. It is known as a gateway to the rainforest, where the endangered Sumatran orangutan finds refuge. Local guides, many born in the village, lead treks through the jungle, sharing the history of both the forest and the people who depend on it. The rain becomes part of every journey, soaking trails and echoing through the canopy. In this rainforest village, water is a constant companion. It feeds the trees, moves the river, and guides the daily pace of life. Bukit Lawang is more than a place. It is a living threshold between human resilience and the untamed rhythm of nature, where the rain never forgets to fall.